We got Buffet Hotel up right now, the title song, which you started to tell some of the story of. And I'm glad,
now
you can give us the 45-minute version of Traveling to Pamlico.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just kidding.
It is a long story, and it's so long we're going to make a DVD about it. And we got so much video footage and so many incredible things. All I can say is simply that I covered a lot, you know, when I wrote the liner notes and spent a lot of time on them, and I didn't get a grade, so read them. They're worth it. And I worked hard on them. I didn't just put them together, and Sarah Palin did not ghostwrite them. That's all me. And but the one thing about it is that going to Bamako on that trip that just came out of the blue was one of the most incredible musical experiences of my life. And it got me back on track in music, and the music I heard there just basically kicked me in the ass. And as I have been known to spin a few plates along the way, it made me put those plates away and go back and do what I think I do better than the rest of the stuff. So yeah, hats off to all the wonderful people and the great musicians featured on this song. And that came about just, you know, as an afterthought, or we wanted Sonny Landreth to be on there, and I so desperately wanted to get Tumone Diabate, who's the world's greatest kora player, and I saw him at Bonnaroo, and again, things just happened to work out, and we were able to put together, I think people will hear Sonny Landreth and Tumone Diabate on this. It just puts a layer of authenticity on the experience that I was there for, going to Timbuktu. It was an amazing experience. And I didn't care how long the song was, and I didn't care if it, you know, it was meant to be a song line. You were meant to get on this thing and ride it to the end. And so have fun.
Buffet Hotel.
The train slipped into the station. A worn out steel blue soul. A relic from colonial days when the French were still in control. Lorsque les Français étaient toujours en contrôle. We're the faithful and the bar. Know from the whistle and the squeaking wheel that the next stop is Dakar. La prochaine étape est Dakar. Talk on the radio, talk on the street. Talk a man with money, local from the heat. Talk about the rail band picking up the beat. We lit that great reunion with the headlights on the Jeep. And there's history on that jukebox where the spies and scoundrels dwell. It was the place to go in Bamako, direction Buffet Hotel. Direction Buffet Hotel. For hours north of Tumbuktu,
looking for a nomad who knows, or maybe some wandering Jew. Allons y, it's a con, send it. We heard that tall Rob Combo. We had come so very far, and we were welcomed out of history by the wind, sand, and the stars. Je commence à la percevoir. Sand in the couscous, sand in the wine, there was sand in my guitar case, stories in my mind. Machine guns on the hilltop, camels in my tent, buried in a sandstorm as the music came and went. Well, we crawled out of that desert, and the storm erased our tracks. The Sahara showed her heart to us, and then she took it back. Well, we made it back to Bamako before that last call bell. We bought rounds for all our newfound friends. We owned Bouvet Hotel. Said new news of our new Bouvet Hotel. Les enfants ont roulé ce soir. I recall diplomats and hookers. I saw strangers digging wells. And for that one great night in Bamako, we owned Bouvet Hotel.
That's Bouvet Hotel, the title song of Jimmy Buffett's new album. We're with Jimmy on Radio Margaritaville. You are right. There is some picking going on there.
And that gets going in the end there, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, you're back in the desert, believe me.
Whew. What a great idea. What an inspirational thing to do, to go over there. And
well, at Wednesday, you know, it's like it didn't start out to be what it was. And some of the best times I've had and that turned into songs and turned into experiences, that's the way it is, you know, going out there. And I wanted that stamp. I wanted that Timbuktu stamp in my passport, and I got it.
Get together with Chris Blackwell and Bill Flanagan. Anything could happen.
yeah, I mean, they're interesting traveling companions, you know. And so we had it was a good group that got along very well, and we had some great times. And we see each other quite a bit, and our off adventure friendship certainly was fortified by that experience. And we get back together and we still kind of smile when we think about it.
And the inspiration so strong that this album just pulls all these disparate feelings and songs and other events.
Oh yeah, it was like, it was by the end of it, I'd never thought of how it all would fit into place. And you know, you think, some people say, oh, Jimmy's making an Africa album. Well, no, I just went there. That was where I got the inspiration to do the first song. But
right. One song, yeah.
And everything else was kind of, but I was in a writing mode that was definitely affected by that trip.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, I think that the good songs can weave a little, you know, weave a little fiber of continuity and song line through them. And that's what that trip did. And I think it kind of stitched through the rest of it.